Chapter 1. It should have been one of the best days of the year, but what began with bright sunlight bursting through my open window that November morning ended with two police officers sitting at our kitchen table telling me my mother had been killed in a freak accident. Freak accident. Were those words supposed to make it any better? I listened to their voices but heard nothing. Was this how things would end? With me, just one more school year away before I could finally be free of this wretched life, but instead listening to two police constables asking if there was someone they could call? Freak accident. The younger of the two officers repeated the phrase, perhaps thinking it would lessen the shock and the pain for me. Freak accident. Just one more year to go before I could leave the nightmare world of an alcoholic mother behind and find my own place in the world. Is your father around? It was the female constable. Or was she a senior? The uniform displayed an extra chevron compared to her partner, her tone doing its best to hold a touch of empathy. But hearing her words was all I could do. Answering them, another thing entirely. It was the smell, the normal hint of whiskey which was a permanent feature of our apartment. The smell was the same one which hung around my now deceased mother, emanating from every pore on her emaciated body. Grace, does your father live close by? This time the words did pull me back into the room. My father. Another freak accident, according to my mother. Or perhaps him getting it on with her in the first place was the real freak accident. The thought was a cruel one, and I regretted thinking it in a heartbeat. No, I answered, doing my best to sound brave. Isn't that how one was supposed to sound when being told that your whole future now lay in tatters? It didn't work, my words barely registering. My father died when I was 3. The constables looked at each other and I could see their helplessness, imagining the unspoken words passing between them. To help put things into perspective for them, I added, "It's just been my mum and I for a long time." That's when it hit me. They knew something I didn't. The questions being asked were aimed at a dumb kid who wasn't supposed to know any better. "Am I missing something?" I asked, my tone catching them off guard. It was the woman who responded, almost defensively, about to drop the second bombshell of the day. "This may come as a bit of a shock, love," she began before pausing. Love, of all the things to call me, why did she have to choose love? It made me cringe, my mother's final words returning from that very morning. "It's Friday, love. We'll go out to a cafe when you get home," was what she had said, referring to the last day of the school week. Was this the celebration she had planned? I felt guilt again, angry at myself for letting the bad thoughts in. Freak accident. They were the words continuing to bombard my mind, floating around in circles like huge neon signs. The questions which followed behind those words were what really worked me up. Fallen or jumped? Drunk or sober? There must have been witnesses. Train platforms always held crowds, especially during the 4 o'clock rush. Grace? I looked at the woman's name tag again, as if needing to remind myself for the 10th time. Constable Grace Tanner. Of course, she had the same name as me, adding to the irony of the meeting. Your father is alive. She was right. It was a shock. One which hit me square in the pit of my stomach. He'd been alive all along. My mother adding yet another name to a long list of people she screwed over. I looked across at the officer and felt the first sign of tears that would never fully take hold. Some would later tell me shock had a funny way of masking our true feelings, and not crying was one way our brains sometimes tricked us. I had just heard the news my mother had been run over by an express train, and the tears which should have been falling had taken their absence instead. The smell returned, despite never leaving. The underlying hint of whiskey somehow hanging in the air, even after all evidence of her drink had been removed. It was a smell which would remind me of this revelation for the rest of my life.